प्रतिज्ञा साथ सबको मिलके चलना है,
हरी प्रतिज्ञा साथ सबको मिलके चलना है,
खुद को बदल हमको जहाँ सारा बदलना है,
खुद को बदल हमको जहाँ सारा बदलना है।
मिटाएंगी हमारी स्वर बुलंदियाँ,
हर कदम पे मिल रही हमको चुनौतियाँ, इनको मिटाएंगी हमारी स्वर बुलंदियाँ।
आत्म का संबल लिए आगे निकलना है, खुद को बदल हमको जहाँ सारा बदलना है,
खुद को बदल हमको जहाँ सारा बदलना है।
हम बहुत ही खुशनसीब हैं कि आज हमारे बीच सिस्टर शिवानी और सुरेश भाई ओबेरॉय जी पधारे हैं। पहले हम फ्यूचर जनरेशन जो हमारी आगे आने वाली पीढ़ी है उनके द्वारा फूलों के गुलदस्ते से हमारे सम्माननीय सिस्टर शिवानी जी और सुरेश भाई का स्वागत करेंगे। हमारे आगे आने वाली न्यू जनरेशन है, कृपया तालियों से स्वागत कीजिए। प्लीज तालियों की आवाज रुकनी चाहिए। ये हमारी बहुत ही खुशनसीबी है जो सिस्टर शिवानी जी और सुरेश भाई हमारे बीच में बता रहे हैं। बच्चों का उत्साह कम नहीं हो रहा है, लेकिन आपकी तालियों की गड़गड़ाहट कम होती जा रही है। राजयोगा सेंटर हांगकांग, यहाँ पे आए हुए सभी भाई बहनों और प्यारे बच्चों का स्वागत करते हैं। हम बहुत खुशनसीब हैं कि आज हमारे बीच सिस्टर शिवानी और सुरेश भाई जी ओबेरॉय जी आए हुए हैं। सूर्य के प्रकाश ही उसकी पहचान है, उसके बारे में ज्यादा बोलने की हमें जरूरत नहीं है। सिस्टर शिवानी जी को परमपिता परमात्मा से ज्ञान प्राप्त हुआ है, जो हमें उनकी वाणी सादगी और सरल मधुर स्वभाव में देखने को मिलती है। सिस्टर शिवानी जी का कार्य क्षेत्र आईटी है, और जैसे साइंस और विज्ञान की भाषा में कहा जाए तो इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी, लेकिन अगर स्पिरिचुअल भाषा में कहा जाए तो है इंटरनल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। तो ये जो है अपने आप को कैसे परिवर्तित करना, अपने विचार को कैसे सोचना, कैसे बदलना और अपने जीवन में उच्च स्तर को पाना, ये शिवानी जी हमें सिखाती है। उनका ज्ञान का भंडार है और हम खुशनसीब हैं कि वो जो रत्न है वो हमारे बीच बांटने आई है। ज्ञान का जो खजाना है वो हमारे बीच बांटने आई है, तो हमें चाहिए कि हम ज्यादा से ज्यादा उस खजाने को लें और उसको अपने जीवन में इंप्लीमेंट करें। इंप्लीमेंट करना बहुत बहुत ही जरूरी है और हमें पूरा विश्वास है कि आप कुछ ना कुछ यहां से लेके जाएंगे और अपने जीवन में उसको धारण करेंगे। और भाई सुरेश ओबेरॉय जी जो हमारे बीच हैं, वो अपना यहां पे जो है शेयर करने आएंगे अपना अनुभव। आप में लोगों से कई भाई बहनों ने पिछले दो दिन में उनके अनुभव सुने होंगे। वो हम उनको कह सकते हैं कि वो एक योद्धा है और वो अपने मजबूत इरादों से अपने जो बिलीव सिस्टम है उनको वो बदल रहे हैं, उनको एक एक करके हरा रहे हैं और अपने जीवन में जो है परिवर्तन ला रहे हैं। और वो कैसे ला रहे हैं, कहां से ला रहे हैं, वो हमें वो बताते हैं। उसके बाद जो है शिवानी जी से हमें ये सीखना है कि वो परिवर्तन जो हमारे थॉट में लाना है वो शक्ति कहां से लेनी है, कैसे लेनी है और अपने जीवन को परिवर्तित करना है। मैं अब शिवानी जी से आप सभी लोगों की तरफ से विनती करता हूं कि वो हमें अपने ज्ञान के रत्नों से भरपूर मसा से जो है दीने करें। सिस्टर शिवानी,
last 10 minutes. First came Hindi, then came English, then they said 75-25, so I said what's a 75, what is 25? Somebody said 75 Hindi, 25 English, then somebody else came and said no, 75 English, 25 Hindi. So now, all in power of silent language. English?
Yes.
Anybody who's not comfortable with English? Kisi ko bhi English ke saath problem? Anybody जिनको हिंदी से प्रॉब्लम? ओके तो माता जी एक छोटा सा काम करते हैं, अगर आप पीछे चल के बैठे थोड़ा सा तो एक बहन आपके साथ बैठेंगी जो फिर आपको थोड़ा थोड़ा साथ साथ हिंदी में ट्रांसलेट कर देंगे। नहीं वो बीच में थोड़ा सा बोलेंगी ना तो मेरा ध्यान जाएगा आपकी तरफ। थोड़ा सा पीछे बैठेंगे और आपके साथ बाकी सब भी बैठेंगे जिनको हिंदी चाहिए। यस माता जी आप पीछे बैठेंगे, आपको हिंदी में ट्रांसलेट कर देंगे बिकॉज मेजोरिटी को इंग्लिश चाहिए तो मुझे इंग्लिश में लेना होगा। नहीं यहां बैठ के नहीं ट्रांसलेट कर सकते, थोड़ा थोड़ा समझते हैं। जिन्हें भी हिंदी में ट्रांसलेशन चाहिए हो तो फिर वो पीछे बैठ जाएंगे एक अच्छे। सी नो वन गॉट अप सो एवरीबॉडी अंडरस्टैंड्स, इट्स जस्ट अ मैटर ऑफ प्रेफरेंस। यू नो वी स्पीक वन लैंग्वेज बट वी ऑल्सो थिंक इन अ लैंग्वेज। वी हैव टू चेक हम कौन सी लैंग्वेज में सोचते हैं, व्हिच लैंग्वेज डू वी थिंक इन, एंड द लैंग्वेज दैट वी थिंक इन इज द लैंग्वेज व्हिच इज मोर कंफर्टेबल, especially when we're talking about ourselves, because that's the language we talk to ourselves inside, so we're able to relate to it faster. Okay, let's sit back 1 minute in silence. Facing challenges in today's time. Beautiful life, healthy body, wonderful relationships. चेक कॉम्प्लेक्स challenges in my life today. That we're facing.
Work life balance. Work and personal life balance.
Work and personal life balance. Balance in terms of time.
Relationship.
Work and life relationship balance. Time. What else? Ajit? Confidence. Lack of confidence. Okay. What else? Ajit?
Too many expectations.
Too many expectations. We have from others. You have from yourself all the time. Good. What else? Ajit? Health is a challenge. What else? Constant question is, what is the ultimate goal? How many of you keep wonder once in a while, what's the ultimate goal? What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the ultimate goal? What answer did you come up with?
To be happy.
Anji?
To be happy.
To be happy is the ultimate goal? To be happy is the ultimate goal?
Realizing.
You see things how they are. What's the ultimate goal? Because a lot of people keep talking about it, the ultimate goal. So what's the ultimate goal? Peace of mind, happiness, internal transformation. Anything else? Yes?
To be.
Be angry? To be, fill in the blank. To be will be the ultimate goal? But will it be the ultimate goal? What is the meaning of the ultimate goal? Ultimate goal means finally my goal is to reach that door. So if I say happiness, or peace of mind, or to be, means to be that complete being is my ultimate goal, it means it's sitting there. For me, happiness is not the goal. What is it? What is it? Happiness is not the goal. Happiness is not at that end of the room. Where is it? Where is it? Within ourselves, the ticket. But I will experience that within myself is the ultimate goal. What is it?
It's a journey towards
It's not the journey towards the goal, it's the way of being on the journey. Is there a difference between the two things? What's the difference between the two things? One is, happiness is there. So when will I find it? There. Whenever that there happens. So there, kabhi bhi ho sakta hai. But basically, it's there. Peace of mind, ultimate goal, there. And one is, happiness is the way to walk there. Any difference? What's the difference? What is the difference? What? If happiness is the ultimate goal, that means I'm not happy now, but happiness is my ultimate goal. But if I understand that happiness is the way to be, then I'm not looking at it at the end of the road. It is the way I walk the road. And the road means the journey of my life. We have made things very... कहीं कहीं से पढ़ लिया कहीं कहीं से सुन लिया एंड वी आर ऑल प्लेइंग विद दोज वर्ड्स द अल्टीमेट गोल एंड देन समबडी कम्स एंड सेज ओह द अल्टीमेट गोल इज द सेम द रोड्स आर डिफरेंट बट फाइनली इट्स ऑल द सेम द पाथ्स आर डिफरेंट एंड व्हाट पाथ्स आर डिफरेंट देयर इज नो अदर वे बी हैप्पी एंड वॉक हाउ कैन देयर बी डिफरेंट पाथ्स हाउ कैन देयर बी डिफरेंट पाथ्स देयर इज नो डिफरेंट पाथ्स टू वॉक दिस जर्नी ऑफ लाइफ देयर इज ओनली वन पाथ एंड व्हाट विल बी दैट वन पाथ What will be that one path to have a smooth drive? You know, we hear people say, I go here, I go there, so where should I go? And somebody will say, doesn't matter, the goal is the same, the route is different. One, there's no goal, and second, there's only one route. And that route is here to be happy, loving, peaceful while walking on the journey of this life. Otherwise, it's only complicated questions. What is the goal? What is the purpose of my life? So many people have questions. What is the purpose of my life? What kind of purpose of my life? What's the purpose of our life? What is the purpose of our life?
To realize self.
To realize self. Anybody else? Purpose of our life? Purpose of our life. Purpose of your life?
Be free of all the positive negative karma.
To be free of karma? Purpose of life to be free of karma? Then there's no life. So that can't be the purpose of life. That will mean that no life. How many of you want to get rid of this? Anybody wants to come out of the cycle of birth and death? Anybody looking for mukti and moksha? Who all want mukti and moksha? Let's do it today. After 5 days of awakening, you still want mukti from this world. What a failure I am. You know, who would be looking for mukti? Who would be looking for mukti? Who would be looking for mukti from this life? Kaun dhundega mukti? Selfish person, nahi, unhappy person. I'm not happy, so I don't want to live. I want to come out of this circle of birth and death. It's just one of the words again, jo utha liya hai yahan se wahan se. Pakad liya. Kisi ne kaha goal of life mukti, to apne bhi kaha chal mukti. Not even clear. And actually, if somebody had to really come down and say, you can get mukti today, chahiye? So he said, nahi nahi, abhi to bahut kaam karna hai. अभी मेरे बच्चे मेरे बच्चों की शादी फिर मेरे उसकी ये फिर बोलते हैं हमें मुक्ति चाहिए चाहिए किसी को नहीं चाहिए चाहिए तो अभी मिल सकती है लेकिन चाहिए नहीं इट्स जस्ट वन ऑफ द वी आर टॉकिंग अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स विदाउट रियली इंटरनलाइजिंग इट विदाउट इवन अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट वी आर सेइंग एंड सो वी रियली नॉट गोइंग इनटू द एसेंस ऑफ हु वी आर इट्स जस्ट बिकम Purpose of life, to experience who I am and to radiate that in every interaction, every moment, every day. purpose of my life is not to be a doctor, to be an engineer, to be a wife, to be a mother. That's roles and responsibilities of life. Purpose of my life, to be a beautiful mother, to be a compassionate doctor, to be an understanding wife. Not to be a wife, to be an understanding wife, which means to use my original qualities of the being in my roles and responsibilities. Because it's the purpose of my life. Who's the my? The I? Who's the I? Who's the I? The soul, the being. So when it's purpose of my life, it can't be a role and responsibility. It has to be something of the I. And that's why we're doing everything, and yet we're saying, what is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of my life? Because it's I. Because in spite of doing everything, we're not experiencing that fulfillment. Because while fulfilling our roles and responsibilities, what were we doing to that inner being? What were we doing? What were we doing? You know, we kept saying, I want love, I want happiness, I want peace, which meant I'm empty, I want. I want. That was one perspective of living life. I'm empty here, I want. And the truth is, I'm full. Now I just have to walk through the whole day, taking care that nothing spills off from that full. It's like I hold a glass of water on this hand, like this, and I walk through the whole day to work, family, responsibilities, social circle, everything. I only have to take care that this glass remains full in the evening when I come back. Easier? Easy, hey? Yeah, easy, nahi hai? On? See, it's very simple. Look at it physically. I have a glass full of water in this hand. Early in the morning I get up, glass full. Now I have to go through the whole day and just take care that the glass doesn't go and it remains as full as it was in the morning. It should be the same in the evening when I come back. Possible? Possible, not possible. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Kya hoga? Water will spill on its own? No. When will it spill? When will it spill? Only if you remove your attention from there. You want happiness in life? It's already full. It's already full. Because I'm a pure, peaceful, powerful, blissful soul. Try it one day, attention like this. And which means, problem aayegi, challenge aayega, I will take care of everything, but attention will be on the glass. You know, like, doesn't happen anymore, but if you have a newborn baby and the baby is in the cradle and you have no staff, no help to take care of the house, and you have to look after the baby and you have to do the household work, which people used to do some years back. Huh? So if you've seen anybody doing it, the baby in the cradle and you have to do the household work, bartan, jhadu, pocha, khana, banana, sab kuch. Karte the? Aap kar sakte? Kar sakte. What would you have to do? What would you have to do? The baby in the cradle? Pyar se sula do? Keep moving around the whole house, doing the work, but ek nazar bachche pe. Attention there, doing all the work. If the baby just goes, what do you do? What do you do? 30 seconds, withdraw yourself from the work, go to the cradle. Na baba, chicha, possible to do both the things? Will you say, no, 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 either I can take care of the baby or I can take care of the house. Choose one thing. No, we can do both. Now, if the baby starts crying and I do not take out that 30 seconds from my work to go and just pat it like this, then the shrieking of the baby will only increase. And if I continue doing the work, saying, no time to go and... then the baby will keep on crying and I will keep on doing the work. This is the baby inside. This is the baby inside, my mind. All that we have to do is, early in the morning when we get up, feed this baby well. Feed it well. Love it nicely. अच्छी तरह से प्यार व्यार करके इसको बिठा दो. अब सारा दिन मैं do all my work, but एक नजर बच्चे पे, which means my thoughts have to be clean, clear, beautiful, which means the baby is calm, relaxed, happy. Situation will come. Somebody will say something, stuck in the traffic jam, work not getting completed, target too much, pressure of the boss. Little situations will come. This baby will start going, don't continue to work, saying I don't have time. Just then and there, take out 30 seconds from what you are doing and just sit back with that baby and say, kya hua? But they said this and this to me. They said this and this to you. Okay, give the answer. Do not let the baby cry for too long. Because once the baby starts crying louder and louder, then to silence it will become tougher. And we will reach a stage where the baby just doesn't stop crying. And now we've reached a stage where we say crying is natural. Yeah, our baby is always crying now. Constant crying. No, it never is really silent. Why? Because when it started, we didn't. It's like somebody else. If your friend's not in a very good mood and you can see it on their face, will you continue doing your work? No. What will you do? Withdraw from your work, however urgent it is. Go and sit with your friend and do what? Kya hua? And say, you know what, so and so said such and such a thing to me. Phir aap unko kya bolenge? Kya bolte? Suppose I come and say, mera mood achha nahi hai. You know what, such and such a person said such and such a thing to me. To aap un mere ko kya bolenge phir? Batao, kya bolenge? Let go. Haan. Dusra? Don't worry. Haan. Aur teesra? It's okay. Or? Huh? Forgive and forget. Or? Let's go to McDonald's. Very good. Or kya bolenge? And while you are saying all these nice things to me, will you see my face changing? Yes? Hi. Will you see? And which means you have the power to change my mood. And you just did it. Tuck. Right? Now, you have the power to change my mood. I have the power to change your mood. If only we used the power with ourselves. If I can sit with somebody else and talk to them and say, kya hua, what happened? And then I say to them, it's okay. And what was the other thing? Don't worry. Let's go. Forgive and forget. And let's go to McDonald's. Right? But when I talk to myself, I say, don't worry. Kaise nahi not worry? Say, let go. Kaise let go? Itni badi baat bol di usne. Go to McDonald's? Nahi, meko to khana hi nahi khana. Quality of completely different when I'm talking to somebody else and when I'm talking to myself, because I love other people, I don't love myself. You will never talk like that to another person and tell them, don't eat, your mood is not good today. Will we say that to anybody else? No, we say, you have to eat, come on, you have to eat. Even if there's a problem, eat, you'll feel better. But apne ko kya bolenge? Nahi, tumko khana nahi khana, aaj tumhara mood theek nahi hai. We can only say that to somebody whom we don't love. Because we are deliberately hurting that person. There's only one person who hurts us the most. Only one person. Everyone else is better than me as far as it comes to hurting me. Because everyone speaks a better vocabulary than what I speak to myself. And I thought it was natural. I thought it was natural. There is no challenge outside. There is no challenge outside. There are only situations. Won't even call it a problem. It's only a situation. The only challenge is, what is the quality of conversation I will have with myself inside while facing the problem outside? If I have a lovely conversation with myself inside, the problem kuch hai nahi. And if my internal conversation is critical, to kuch bhi nahi hai, to problem ban jayega. People can sit and have critical conversation with themselves even if there is no problem outside. Kai logo ko puchho kya tension hai, kahenge aaj kuch problem hi nahi ho rahi, us baat ki tension hai. Because aadat padi hai. Aadat padi hai. You know how you say gussa karte hain, gussa karte hain. फिर थोड़ी देर के बाद ऐसे ही गुस्सा करते हैं तो आसपास के लोग बोलेंगे ये तो बिना बात के गुस्सा करते हैं. अब बात नहीं चाहिए गुस्सा करने के लिए. क्यों? बिकॉज दैट्स बिकम माई वे ऑफ बीइंग विद माई सेल्फ. इज इट पॉसिबल टू टॉक नाइसली टू माई सेल्फ? डिटैच एंड टॉक टू योर सेल्फ. So many people I meet and they'll come and say, ye problem hai, ye problem hai, ye problem hai. And I only have to ask them one question. Agar ye problem aapke friend ki hoti, what would you say to them? They have all the answers. If somebody comes and says to me, do you know what, my husband doesn't talk to me properly, my husband's been doing this, he doesn't spend time with me, he's not giving. I said, ye problem aapke friend ki hoti, to aap kya bolte? They have all the answers. We have all the answers when we have to give it to someone else. There is nobody outside who can give us an answer. We have all the answers to give to other people. Now we only have to give those answers to ourselves. We have to become the counselor of ourselves. What's the first quality of a counselor? What is the first quality of a counselor? Yesterday, I met someone, I don't know if she's here today. Okay, she's a counselor by profession. And very professional counselors. They're excellent with people outside but have problem with family. Problem with family, with children, with husbands. And we were talking about a little challenge that she had. And I said, from today, you're no longer a mother. You're no longer a wife. Become a counselor to your son and to your husband. She said yes, and she was very happy. And then, that was day before yesterday. And then yesterday evening, she again came back after her program and she said, I just wanted to ask a question. I said, how to become a counselor to my son? I said, how do you counsel other people? What's the criteria? How to become a counselor? What's one quality of a counselor? Detached, huh? Or? Empathy. Usse bhi pehle. Or? Patience. Or? Caring. Or? Non-judgmental. First quality of a counselor will have to be non-judgmental. Can I be non-judgmental about myself when I'm talking to myself? What is the meaning of non-judgmental? Kya karna hoga? What is the meaning of being non-judgmental? Kya karna hoga? Not to form an opinion.
to be non-judgmental about anybody, or like we saw yesterday, to accept someone means to see something, to hear something, but not to think about it. For example, ye ghadi. This is not where I want it to be. According to me, this is wrong. Okay, this is the wrong position. So I see this clock. I can see it is wrong. I see it. If I can do anything about it, I do it. If I can't do anything about it, I don't carry this clock here and keep thinking about it. ये ऐसा क्यों, ये ऐसा क्यों रखा है, ऐसा नहीं रखना चाहिए था, मतलब इतना भी नहीं पता था कि इधर नहीं रखना चाहिए था, इतने एज पे दिखेगा कैसे इधर से, थोड़ा सा तो साइड पर रखना चाहिए था, ऐसे ही करते हैं। पांच दिन हो गए अभी तक ये भी नहीं पता चला कि घड़ी कहाँ रखनी है। Either do something about it, if you can't do anything about it, don't think about it. You know someone there is not honest, you can see it. You can see it that they are not honest, but you do not have to keep their sanskar here and think about it. That is when we become judgmental. Dikhega, chit par nahi rakhna hai. उससे फायदा क्या होगा, उससे फायदा क्या होगा, क्या फायदा होगा? वी वोंट हैव एन ओपिनियन, आई हैव एन ओपिनियन, ये घड़ी ठीक नहीं है, दिस इज माय ओपिनियन। इससे फायदा क्या होगा, चित्त पर नहीं रखना, इससे फायदा क्या होगा? काम माइंड एंड स्टेबिलिटी एंड most important, I send the right vibration to the other person because I'm not creating a single critical thought in spite of seeing their sanskar. This is acceptance. Look at anything, even while we are watching the news, something which is not in our control, you're watching a cricket match, something which is not in your control, you're watching a movie, not in your control, you're watching a TV serial, not in your control, but we go on. ऐसे क्यों बैठे, ऐसे क्यों बोला, ये कौन सी ड्रेस पहनी, ऐसे इयररिंग्स मैच नहीं करते, ये कैच कैसे छोड़ दिया उसने, कमाल है, पॉलिटिशियन देखो कैसे हो गए, प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए, वैसा नहीं होना चाहिए। आई एम डिप्लीटिंग माई सेल्फ ऑफ वैल्यूबल 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 एनर्जी। मतलब वो क्लास जो है ना, अभी तो दीज आर सिचुएशन विच हैव नथिंग टू डू विद मी, and how much ever I think about it, nothing is going to happen that side. It's their life, but I have got used to thinking about other people. It all starts with the TV screen. All starts there. Too much of watching of television is a big cause of our depletion of power today, because we have the liberty to sit back like this and go on and on and on, and once I create my sanskar there, then it comes out in my day to day. Judgmental, yes sir. I can do nothing about it, but I keep thinking about it. Are there things that we keep thinking about which we can do nothing about? Are there things that we keep thinking about which we can do nothing about? Yes or no?
Yes.
If we stop thinking about things which we do nothing about, we won't have much left to think about. And which means my thinking will slow down. And when my thinking will slow down, my mind will become silent. That's all I wanted to do. Because when my mind becomes silent, my quality of thinking becomes right, happiness, peace, and most important, power. What is needed to face the challenges in my life is power. I need power to take charge of situation. Today I feel I don't have power over myself. So I'm trying to exercise power over. For me, definition of power is when people listen to me. For me, definition of control has become when people listen to me. You know, when children start growing this old, this child is going out of control. बोलते हैं ना बच्चा कंट्रोल से बाहर जा रहा है, मतलब अभी तक कहां था, मतलब अभी तक कहां था, एंड वो भी ठीक है चलो बच्चा कंट्रोल से बाहर जा रहा है, लेकिन थोड़े साल के बाद कहेंगे बच्चा उसके कंट्रोल में चला गया, कहेंगे कि नहीं कहेंगे, एंड तब ज्यादा बुरा लगता है. Then it really, really hurts because it's okay my child went out of control, but imagine my property went into the control of someone else, and then it's going to be a constant. What will it become? A constant power struggle. Parents and daughter-in-law, actually what is going on is a power struggle. There is no other problem. There is no adjustment problem, sanskar problem, nothing. It's a power struggle that one common person that we have in between, wo kiske control mein zyada hai. And that one person in between though. Because that is my definition of power. When I start feeling people going out of my control, I feel I'm losing power because I don't have power over myself. So my feeling that I'm powerful is when people listen to me. For a mother, husband is also not listening to me, children are also not listening to me. Now, nothing. No one in my control. Aajkal to staff also doesn't listen to me. कहते ना बैठ के क्या जमाना आ गया, कोई भी कहना नहीं मानता है, एंड देन मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट मेरा मन भी मेरा कहना नहीं मानता है. व्हेन दिस स्टेट वी रीच, व्हेन नथिंग इन माय कंट्रोल आउटसाइड एंड माय ओन माइंड आल्सो नॉट इन माय कंट्रोल, आई स्टार्ट फीलिंग वेरी 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 पावरलेस. सिचुएशंस आउटसाइड विल नॉट बी इन माय कंट्रोल. People outside will not be in my control. Just because people do something that we suggested, we start feeling that they are in our control. And they may listen to us either because they liked our advice, they may listen to us either because they fear us, they may listen to us because of position, but we think that we are controlling them. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they do what we want. And the day they do something which is different, we start getting uncomfortable. Let us change our definition of power. Because the more we will think that controlling people is power, the lesser we will focus on ourselves, and the lesser we focus on ourselves, we will start becoming powerless. I cannot control people. It's like this. Sister is sitting like this, cross-legged. Her sitting like this is creating problem here to me. Aisa kyun baithi hai, aisa kyun baithi hai, aisa kyun baithi hai. Now, I tell her, please change the way you are sitting, because then I'll be happy. I have two options. Either I tell her, change the way you are sitting, or I tell my mind, stop thinking about her. Which is easier? Which is easier? Or I tell my mind, accept the way she is sitting. So which one is easier? And which one do we do? Because my mind doesn't listen to me. So please, your mind should listen to me. And when we are talking to people, who are we talking to? We are talking to their minds, no? We are talking to their minds. And we are expecting their mind to listen to us, when our mind is not listening to us. And the more we will try that other people's mind should listen to us, the lesser we will pay attention to our mind. You know, it's like this. My child goes out to play. Every day has a little fight with somebody in the garden. Now I have two options. Apne bacche ko manaye ya dusre bacche ko bole. Hame lagta hai mera bacha to kehna मानता नहीं है, तो हर रोज पड़ोसी के पास पहुंच जाते हैं, प्लीज अपने बच्चे को बोलो फिर आज झगड़ा किया. पड़ोसी बोलेगा अपने बच्चे को समझाओ जी, मेरा बच्चा तो मेरा कहना नहीं मानता, आपका ही बच्चा मेरा कहना मान ले. दिस इज व्हाट वी आर डूइंग, दिस इज व्हाट वी आर डूइंग. एंड द मोर आई विल नॉट डिसिप्लिन माई ओन चाइल्ड एंड आई विल कॉन्स्टेंटली कीप ट्राइंग टू डिसिप्लिन अदर पीपल्स चिल्ड्रन, मीनिंग अदर पीपल्स माइंड, माई चाइल्ड इज गोइंग आउट ऑफ कंट्रोल. which means my child is not listening to me because I'm not even trying. I've given up on my child. I've given up on my child. And yahan wahan se kuch pad bhi lete hain, man to chanchal ghoda hai, wo to aisa, wo to haan, sahi hi baat hai, bilkul, nahi manta bilkul. Will our mind listen to us? Will our mind listen to us? Suppose I have to tell my mind right now, stop being judgmental about how she's sitting. Accept her. She's more comfortable sitting that way. Will my mind listen to me? Will my mind listen to me? Depends on.
Are you afraid
your mind? No, as of now, bilkul training nahi hai. Now will my mind listen to me? Training ho gayi to we wouldn't even come here. We wouldn't need anything after that. Will my mind listen to me? So, kya kare? Look at a child. Not disciplined. Bachpan se kisi ne sikhaya hi nahi usko. Kaise baithna hai, kaise chalna hai, kaise bolna hai. Aisa bachcha aapko mil jaye, isko theek karo. Will you be able to do it? Yes or no? आपको एक बच्चा मिल जाए जिसको किसी ने नहीं सिखाया क्या बोलना है, कब बोलना है, कैसे खाना खाना है, कैसे चलना है, कैसे बैठना है, कुछ सिखाया ही नहीं उसको. ऐसा बच्चा कोई आपके पास दे दे, बोले इसको ट्रेन करो, आप कर लेंगे? कौन कौन फील करता है हम कर लेंगे? व्हाट विल बी द वे? Write down, what will be the way to discipline a child who's not learnt anything bachpan se? Totally undisciplined, what will be the way? Pyar, dusra? Patience, teesra? Repetition, matlab continuously, wo bar bar khanchi kya? Thappad maarenge. वो बच्चा डिसिप्लिन नहीं है, याद रखना, उसको थप्पड़ मारेंगे तो वो भी वापस मारेगा. आर माइंड इफ यू स्टार्ट बीइंग हार्श विद इट, इफ यू स्टार्ट बीइंग क्रिटिकल विद इट, देर इज नो स्टॉपिंग द क्राइंग आफ्टर दैट. रिमेंबर वन थिंग, बी क्रिटिकल विद एनीबडी इन द वर्ल्ड, नॉट विद योर सेल्फ. Not with yourself. Gussa karna hai, kisi ko bhi kar lo, apne ko nahi. Pata hai kyun? Kyun nahi? Guilt bolte hai na, guilt. Guilt. Bahut common hai aajkal, guilt. Guilt means apne aap se gussa karna. Guilt hona achhi baat hai? Bachpan se hame sikhaya. Guilty. And nahi hote the to bolte guilty bhi nahi hai. Galti bhi kiya, guilty bhi nahi hai uske baad. Because it was taught that to be guilty is supposed to be something good. When we are experiencing guilt, what is it? What's the internal conversation like? What's the internal conversation like when I'm guilty? Realization? Guilty, not realization. Guilt. What's the internal conversation? I'm wrong, I'm bad, upset, or I hate myself, or no, low self-esteem, yes, or kya? Now, imagine living with a person who 24 hours is abusing you, criticizing you, being harsh with you. How easy will it be? We have to live with ourselves. If she gets angry with me or she criticizes me, it's easier to handle. Because one, she'll do it once in a while. She'll do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then she'll stop. And most important, when she does it, it's up to me how to take it. Let's say she comes up to me and says, "You're useless." I'll say, "Fine, I know what I am, it's okay." I might not accept her anger. But when I start saying it to myself, then there is nobody to defend me. And most important, I have to live with myself 24 hours, life becomes extremely difficult. The toughest emotion right now, or the emotion which is the biggest depleter of energy, is guilt. Is it good? Is it good? If somebody else has made a mistake, what would we do? If someone else has... What's the difference between guilt and realization? Guilt and realization, farak? Realization has no self-guilt. No hate. And? What's the difference between guilt and self-realization? Guilt means, ye kyun hua? Kaise hua? Kaise maine kar diya? I'm no good. How much ever I try, I land up doing the same thing. I'm horrible. No wonder people are right. I'm no good. This is guilt. Talking about the past. Talking about the past. Something which already happened. And being harsh with myself. And realization means, kar diya. Ho gaya. And it's fine. Tab laga tha ki theek hai. Most important. Most important, even if I go and murder someone today, I am very logical that time when I am doing it, isn't it? Anyone who plans to do something, they plan it well, logic. So they felt what they were doing was right. Ho gaya. Kar liya. It's okay. Most important is, it's okay. And next important is, ab kya. Finished. And which means, no more thought about what has already happened. If I deplete my energy thinking about what has already happened, I'm going to make the same mistake again. And that's why it becomes a vicious cycle. Feel guilty, make the same mistake again, then feel guilty, then make the same mistake again, then feel guilty and again. Because after I make the mistake, I deplete so much of my power thinking about it that the soul has no power left to transform. So it makes the same mistake again. And realization means not a single thought anymore of what has already happened. And complete focus on what I have to do now, because I have to conserve energy. I have to conserve energy. Purpose of my life is clean, pure, beautiful, right thinking. Clean thinking, where power is not getting wasted. Aise hi chal raha hai. You know, nalka subah aise hi chhut gaya. The tap is just running. Tip, 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 tip. Shaam tak aayenge? By the time we reach home in the evening, tank khali hai. Phone saare din aise hi on rahega. By the time I need it in the evening on the way back, battery is charged. Man saara din aise hi chal raha hai. By the time I need it to face the challenge, no power left. No power left. Let us start taking care of this child. What to think, when to think, how much to think. Aur uske liye kya karna hai? Sab kaam bahar, ek nazar bachche pe hai. Baatein aayengi, something happens, I get hurt, I start. My conversation starts, which means the baby has started crying. Okay, it's okay, I'm hurt. But now what I will do, sit with myself. Don't let that hurt go on. Today, if we are in pain or stress, anxiety, hurt, to run away from it, what are we doing? What are we doing to heal ourselves? Our so-called stress busters today. What are they? Movie, shopping. Stress buster for me, stress for somebody else. What else? Movie, shopping, TV, alcohol, smoking, drugs, internet, talking to a friend. Chatting, sab kuch. Holiday. Aur kuch nahi to holiday. Too much stress. Let's go for a holiday. Aake dekhenge kya hota hai. Whenever I use any of these methods, what am I actually doing? What am I actually doing? Postponing my stress. Right? Let's say I have a toothache. So much pain. I just switch on the TV. Lovely movie. Next 3 hours, no toothache. So did the wound get postponed? Next 3 hours, no toothache. The minute I switch off the TV, it's pain. In those 3 hours, did that wound, the decay, did it get postponed by 3 hours? It did not get healed, definitely, but did it get postponed by 3 hours? Yahan chot lagi. Bahut zor se chot lagi. I say switch on the TV. 3 ghante picture dekhi. I switch off the TV. What about the wound in those 3 hours? What about those wounds in those 3 hours? Did it get postponed?
No.
Did it remain as it is?
Yes.
Every time we are distracting our mind from our problems to something else, alcohol, smoking, drug, dinner, pub, disco, holiday, movie, shopping, I'm only strengthening, deepening the wound because I'm not addressing the problem. And what happens? Utni der mein dard nahi hota. Utni der dard nahi hota. Toh hume laga tension nahi hai. Tension nahi hogi utni der. But chot utni der mein badh jayegi. And that is why the soul power is depleting, because instead of addressing, we are always distracting the mind. Never, ever, never really make this the golden rule. Don't distract your mind from a problem. Sit with the problem, however tough and however horrible the problem might be. We try to run away from it because I don't want to think about it. But if I run away from it, it will only get deeper. Sit with it. Even if someone comes to pull you out of it, bolo, nahin, I have a problem to resolve. And problem to resolve means resolve my thinking about that problem. My thinking about that problem, it has to be resolved here. Till I'm able to heal myself. Holiday, fine. Dinner, fine. Movie, fine. But it's not escape from stress. It's just a nice outing, clear. It's not a source of happiness. It's not a stress buster. No, stress buster means that you have stress ko khatam kar de. No. The wound is only going to get deeper and deeper. Is it possible to resolve the problem? Is it possible to resolve the problem? Where is the problem? Someone is cheating me is the problem. So where is the problem? There. Can I change them? So what can I do? I can change the way I'm thinking about them. And when I change the way I'm thinking about them, I've resolved the problem. And which means my part of the negative energy to the conflict is over. Now I'll go for the movie. मतलब चोट लगी है, पिक्चर देखने का मन है ठीक है, लेकिन बैंडेड बैंडेड लगा के फिर जाएंगे ना, फिर मूवी देखेंगे. ये नहीं कि दर्द को भूलने के लिए मूवी देखेंगे, मूवी देखने के लिए मूवी देखेंगे. बट फर्स्ट आई विल हील माय सेल्फ, टेक माय मेडिसिन, डू एवरीथिंग, देन गो फॉर शॉपिंग, सो दैट उतनी देर में चोट बढ़ ना जाए. इवन 5 मिनट्स of not sitting with that child means the crying is getting louder and louder. Please remember, the louder it gets, the tougher it gets to quieten it. Heal it immediately. Sit back with yourself as if you're someone else. Just actually, literally sit with someone else. Agar wo bhi nahi kar sakte ho, write it down. One day it was a lot of fun. There was something that I was troubled about. I just couldn't find the answer. You know what I did? I said, "Itne log roz email bhejte hain problems ke apne. Aaj main apne ko email bhejti hoon." Yeah, I did that. I did that. I said, this problem is no more mine, it's somebody else's. The solution, because we're not in pain. We're not in pain. Someone comes to you, says, my husband is cheating me. It's very easy to tell them, koi baat na, chhod, forgive, chal, sab theek ho jayega. Because we are not in pain at that time. So it's very easy. So when I silence my mind, solution is right there. And each one of us has the solution to absolutely any problem that we are facing. You know why we should actually never go to anybody else with problems? Because the solution that they will give us, will it be right? Will the solution be right for us? No? Why? Why? It may not, but suppose you come to me and tell me all your circumstances. You know what, my husband beats me, you know what, my husband doesn't, very possessive about me, doesn't like me talking to anybody, my husband is like this, my husband is like that. Sister, what should I do? Should I stay with him or should I leave him? I say, man, it depends. No, you tell me, should I stay with him or should I leave him? Matlab, you can go to anybody. You can go to your parents with that problem. You can go to your friends with that problem. And what will the answer be? What other people give? Somebody will say, stay with him. Somebody will say, never stay with a person like this. Leave. Who is right? Now we kaun si baat karenge, phir dono answer mil gaye to. Actually, what are we doing? We are going to people to listen to the answer we want. Pehli baat. We just want somebody to say that the answer that I am thinking of is right. And you know what? We keep going till we find that person who will give me that answer. Till then, I will not like any other answer. You know, if I have to tell her that you should stay with him, then the next thing she'll say, no, you know what kind of a person he is? Do you know? I said, if you've already decided, then don't stay with him. No, but, you know, I have children, and where will I stay? And my said, socho lo kya karna hai. Now, will any other person be able to give us the answer? Koi answer hai isme. Either stay or leave. Will anybody else be able to give us the answer?
No.
Why no? Why not?
Because what they
decide is not necessary. Opinion, answer, decision, opinion, advice, kuch bhi bol do usko. Will somebody else be able to give it to us?
No.
You know something, if she comes to me with this problem, I will give her the answer, one, based on my sanskars, and second, based on my capacity to face that problem. Because I can understand that problem only from my perspective of seeing the problem. No. But my capacity to face the problem is not going to be the same as her capacity to face the problem. Suppose I have a lot of adjustment power. I will tell her, itni choti si baat ke liye you want to leave your husband? Just do this, do this, do this, sab theek ho jayega. But that I'm talking according to my capacity. If she tries to do according to my capacity, she'll collapse. The other thing, suppose I don't have the power to adjust, and I tell her, never stay with a person like this, but she actually has the power to adjust. But I will give her advice according to my capacity. People around us are giving us advice according to their capacity, which is not going to be the right advice for us. We are not using our decision-making power on this. One, because we feel we can't take the right decision, and most important is we are scared to face the consequences of that decision. So I feel nice saying it was her decision. And then by chance if the consequence is not nice, I can say she told me na to do this. Because I have started living this life. never ask anybody else for a decision, and definitely, definitely, definitely never help somebody else to take a decision. Never. Never. All that you can do is give them options. Give them options. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because you're detached from the situation, you can see options better than them. The one who is in pain has gone into the pit. They can't see the options. But while giving the options, don't be biased towards any option. Actually, you can stay with him, but better would be to leave him. Third is you can try for some time. No. Which means I'm already telling her what to do, because at this time, person is in so much pain and so scared to take a decision, they would want anyone to take a decision for them. Save them the tough job. But we have to remember it's their karmic account. Please remember, do not interfere in people's karmic account. It's very big karma. Our role as friends, family is to help them see the other person's perspective and to give them all the options. You can do this, 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 this. But all the options have to be given in the same note. And I'll leave them with the confusion to choose. Yes, it's okay. Because however tough it may be, it has to be their decision, because only then will they put in their 100% to implement that decision. If I tell her today, please stay with your husband, she picks that decision, but she doesn't put in her 100% to adjust with him. She doesn't. And every 5 days she'll come back to you and say, but you know what, today he said this. Today he did this. This is what people are doing to family and friends. And then we suddenly become addicted to this power, where people have started coming to us. And this is latest addiction. I love that feeling that people are coming to me, and we call them close friends. Because they're coming to me with their problems, they're surrendering to me and saying that I'm intelligent enough to take the decisions of their life, and when I take the decision, they implement it, powerful me. This gives me feeling of power. But actually I'm depleting my power. And definitely depleting their power. Advice means which will be detached. It will have options, not decisions. And this is not just for family and friends. It should even be for your own children. We love to take decisions for our children, because pure intention that if we take the decision for them, they'll never make a mistake. When we take a decision for the child, we are taking it from whose capacity? From whose capacity? From our capacity, not from the child's capacity. And that's why decisions taken by parents can go wrong for children. Because the decision was according to the capacity of the parent, and sometimes not even according to capacity of parent, according to what is happening in society. Sab doctor ban rahe, tum bhi doctor ban jao. Even as simple as that. That's the latest in profession, you take it up. This is the latest thing. Oh, my neighbor is doing so and so's friend is doing so, you do it. Lack of capacity checking. We have to be very careful not to deplete our power and not to get entangled in other people's karmic account in the sense of becoming powerful. Anything we do outside which makes us feel powerful is actually making us weaker, because I'm getting addicted to something else to be feeling good about myself. You know, people feel good and they very proudly say, sab log apni problem leke na mere paas hi aate hain. Bolte na aisa. Sab log mere paas hi aate hain problem leke. Which gives me a subtle feeling inside, I'm wise, I'm intelligent. This is not true. I could be creating very, very deep karma if my one decision given to a person could take them somewhere else completely. Then I am entangled in their karmic account for a lifetime. For a lifetime, because for a lifetime they will think about me. And which means all the energy that they create is coming to me. No. And this practice will only happen if we start conserving energy and we are non-judgmental during the day. Then when somebody comes to us also, we will be non-judgmental, detached, show them all the options. Solutions are all there. We only have to come up with the options, then check my capacity and choose the best option. And best option as to what will be comfortable for me. There was this little young girl, 25, 26 I think. She was right in the beginning when awakening started about 6 years back. And she, when she called us, she was standing on the terrace of her building and she said, I was about to jump down, just thought I'll call her up once before. I said, yeah, well. Then my husband is in a relationship with somebody in his office and he wants to divorce me. Achha, so I don't want to live. Achha, kya socha? I don't want to live because I can't go back to my family. My parents will not be able to handle this. Society will trouble them here. Achha, aapko kya chahiye? She said, I want that everything should come back to normal. I said, great. Everything is normal. She said, no, everything is not normal. I said, aapko pata hai, everything is not normal. What do you want? She said, I want that everything should become normal how it was before. I said, go down with this one thought. Everything is normal how it was before. Nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. And when your husband comes home in the evening, be absolutely normal. Na rona. And na extra kush karne ki koshish karna. Just be what you were before you came to know whatever happened. Normal. 10 days, started doing this. Very tough in the beginning. No, I don't know. It's this. Then she said, should I go to that girl and talk? No. Should I go to her parents and talk? No. Because always we want somebody else to solve our problem. We don't want to do it. Because we thought, we are not the creators of the problem. Why should we be solving the problem? They created it. So who should be solving it? They should be solving it. Should I go to my husband's parents? Should I go to that lady? Should I go to that lady's parents? Should I go to his colleagues? I said, you have to go only to yourself. 15 days, she worked very hard, would break down, then get up, then start, then break down. She remained stable, her husband reacted even more. Because he wanted to come back every day and say that you're not a nice wife. But because she became normal and calm, he would get provoked that how can she be like this? So the reactions increased, the conflicts increased. She remained stable. 1 month baad, after 1 month, he comes to her and he says that I am getting posted to London from the company. The other person is also going with me. Here is the paper. And I will get married there. Bye bye. Gai. He left. She called back after that and she said, my husband's left. I said, oh, wapis terrace pe chale jayegi abhi. I said, ab kya karna? She said, kuch nahi. I'm fine. I said, really? Ah, ab theek hai. I'll find a job. And live on my own, dekhenge, I'll go back to my parents. Her normal, normal, normal had not made the situation normal. It had made her normal. It had made her normal. Situation abhi, waise ki waise thi. She took up a job, she started doing everything, she was fine. After 3 months, her husband called her up and he said, I'm sorry for what I did. I won't come back. She calls me up, what should I do? What should she do? What should she do? What should she do? Kya karna chahiye? He said, ask him to talk. But this was a big challenge for her. So what should she do now? First she crossed one challenge, then this came as a big second one. What should she do? Ask him to? Ask him to go to the test, see? Acha, or any other opinion and advice? Yeah, but if you were in her place, shouldn't we? But if you were in her place, what should she do? What should she do? Hello? What should she do? Don't accept him. accept him. Three answers we have. Don't accept him, accept him, tell him to go on the terrace. We rule out the third one. So accept him and don't accept him. This is what will happen when you go to people for advice. You see how critical this is? Either one of these two is going to change my life completely. Completely, because they are two absolutely. Accept him or don't accept him. Anyway, she chose to accept him. Today she has a 4-year-old baby and she's very happy. And it's okay. It's a past which is over and out and forgotten. Challenge aayega, challenge chala jayega. It all depends what is my priority in life. My ego says, don't accept him. But if I really, my priority in life is my relationships, my happiness, my peace of mind, and my love for the other person and for myself, put aside that one episode. But put it aside as if it never ever happened. And put aside from here. Put aside from here. I told her very clearly, I said, if you want to live with him, with that thing on your mind, please don't live. You're happier without that. But if you're going to live with him, with that thing on your mind, then one is so you'll become the big one saying, oh, I forgive you. So now you're at my mercy that you're living here. Yeah, you know, we become very big when we forgive somebody. Jaise humne dusre pe bahut bada ehsaan kar diya. Kara apni khushi ke liye tha. Hum karte apni khushi ke liye sab kuch. But hum jatayenge kya? Ki humne aapke upar ek bahut bada ehsaan kiya. Aur phir har thode din ke baad dheere se yaad dila denge. And which will ruin the relationship. Is it possible to trust someone again if I felt betrayed once? Or twice? Or thrice? Number doesn't matter. Possible to trust? It's a choice. Choice. But that answer will be given only by me, myself, depending on my capacity and most important, my priorities in life, which can be completely different from the rest of the world. Sometimes the entire world can give you one advice, but my own thinking will be something else. In this case, even if the whole world says don't accept him, but if you feel like, please don't listen to anybody else. Please don't listen to anybody else. One thing we have to always remember, just because everyone is saying something, it doesn't become right. Just because everyone is saying something, same thing, that one thing doesn't become the right thing for me. Only one person knows what's the right thing for me. I only have to see whether I have the capacity to trust and I can put my ego aside because this relationship really matters to me. I will never find the need to go and ask anyone else. And so we never need to go to ask anyone for problems. Problem is here. And answer is? Answer is here. Just sit with the one who has created the problem. And just sit with them and talk to them about the solution. We will not need to go anywhere else. But we'll be able to sit with that one when the problem comes, only when we sit with them once in a while, every day. Hum doosron ke paas kyun jaate hain apni problem leke? Maine jaise hi koi problem aata hai, hamein kaun yaad aata hai? That close friend. Which is that close friend? Whom we talk to every day about everything. So we immediately go to talk to them. Because there is that comfort level, there is that trust, there is that faith that they will be there with me, they love me, they'll accept me, they'll understand me. That same relationship I need to develop with myself. And that just means have a chat with yourself every day. Get to know yourself, your capacity. That is meditation. Meditation is just a process of becoming friends with yourself. And that's why out there in the world they say, man hi apna dost mitra aur man hi apna dushman hai. Agar apne se pyar nahi, to wo hi man dushman ban jayega. Aur agar apne se pyar hai, to wo hi man mera best friend bhi ban sakta hai. I just need to start chatting every day. Kabhi baat hi nahi ki hogi aur problem leke chale jayenge uske paas. तो क्या होगा? Can you go to a stranger with a problem? So I cannot sit with myself with the problem if I don't sit with myself every day, every day. So the problem, the challenge is here. Right way of thinking. Let's practice from today to become non-judgmental. Don't think about that which is not to do in my control. जिसके बारे में हम कुछ नहीं कर सकते उसके बारे में फिर सोचना भी नहीं है. ठीक कर सकते हैं ठीक कर दो, नहीं ठीक कर सकते हैं सोचो नहीं. बिकॉज द टैप इज टप 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 रनिंग. आई एम डिप्लीटिंग माई पावर. पर्पज ऑफ माई लाइफ, पर्पज ऑफ माई लाइफ इज टू बी हैप्पी काम पीसफुल व्हाइल आई एम वॉकिंग. सब कुछ बाहर करना है, एक नजर इस बच्चे पे कॉन्स्टेंटली. कोई भी प्रॉब्लम आए, नो शॉपिंग, नो अल्कोहल, नो स्मोकिंग, नो मूवी. वो सब कुछ आफ्टर रिजॉल्विंग द प्रॉब्लम. ऑल एंटरटेनमेंट, हॉलीडे, एवरीथिंग आफ्टर रिजॉल्विंग द प्रॉब्लम. नॉट टू रन अवे फ्रॉम द प्रॉब्लम. एड्रेस द प्रॉब्लम. However tough it may be, the bigger the problem, the sooner it needs to be addressed, because the power will. It's not about becoming powerful, it's about conserving the power which is already there. Apni shakti ko ab sambhalna hai, gawana nahi hai. And daily if I introspect and spend time with myself for half an hour, get connected to that supreme power, powerhouse of all the qualities and powers that I was looking for, then I will not find the need to go anywhere else outside. Thank you so much. Let's invite Brother Suresh to share with us. In the last 15 years, small and big, whatever challenges have been coming to him, how he has been facing those challenges in his life using the power of spirituality and meditation. Om Shanti. After that, we will do the meditation on what we have shared today.
Om Shanti. Thank you, sister. Thank you for the pearl of wisdom. And she reminded me of a beautiful line I had read in school. For every ailment under the sun, there is a remedy or there is none. If there is one, try to find it. If there is none, never mind it. What can we do? Anyway, sister wants me to say things about challenges and how I took the challenges of life. First of all, what do you mean by challenge? A little diversion on the road while I'm traveling? I can call it a problem. It's just a diversion, not a problem. And everybody can call anything a challenge. And while I was shooting somewhere in Mumbai, the huge board, life is a challenge, face it. I mean, everybody keeps on using words here and there. And I don't know, but practically, I feel that everything depends on your past karmic account, and whatever you're doing today is going to be your past karmic account. When I was traveling from Hyderabad with my brother, I pushed him. He was not coming with me. I was driving down the night to Bombay, and I forced my brother. I said, "Come, start in the car." He said, "What about my clothes?" I said, "I'll buy you in Bombay." He said, "I don't have any." I said, "You just forget, just join us." And on the way, the car met with an accident. Luckily, my driver was driving, and he died in my arms. Imagine my guilt every night at 2:45 a.m. early morning. My wife was fed up. She used to keep a bucket, empty bucket, and I used to wear a lungi and a kurta and a dhoti, the lungi. It used to become wet, fully, like you just have a, just come from rain. Every night, exactly at 2:45, I used to keep that in the bucket, wear the new dry fresh clothes, and go back to sleep. Get up in the morning, curse the Lord, good morning for troubling me. Thank you God for irritating me. Thank you God for torturing me. Thank you God, you liar, you so-and-so, you cheater. Early morning my life started like that. And I was into such a depression. Early morning I used to pray, may the producer die today. May the cameraman die. Some death should have, let shooting cancel. Total negative life. I'd gone through such a phase and guilty. I killed my brother. I pulled him in. I did that. And get up, come in the evening, one drink, crack. Just to second in the bathroom, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, keep on drinking in the night, wake up, get angry, cannot sleep, have another drink in the morning. So, I don't know whether this is a challenge or what, but I tried to find, I said, even I used to see the horizon and say, look, look, look how God cheats. Is it possible that the earth and the sky ever meet? Jhuta is a liar. It never meets. But he gave us such eyes and mind and brain that God, that it showed that they meet. If I walk and try to find the horizon, I'll never be able to. It's such a liar. The world of lies. The world is like this. The sky is not blue. Optical illusion. You know, reading all these English books and optical illusion and going to the computer, all this. Everything is a lie. Everything is this. The sun doesn't move. It's static. And they call it sunset. Sunrise. Who rises? I hate you, you God, like that. So my life started like that, and I used to go to satsang here and there. And finally, I learned a lot from my guru, though, but never implemented it. Never ever could understand. And I said, I want peace, I want peace, I want peace. Where's the peace? He says, do you do karma of peace? Peace, karam, karta hai kya? Shanti, shanti mangta hai, shanti ke karam karta hai kya? You want peace, do you behave? Do you do any karma of peace? I said, she's a fool. She doesn't know. She doesn't have an answer. So finally, I decided to really work on myself. I said, because I saw a movie where there was an actor, he's drunk, comes home, sleeps on the billiard table in the night, drunk. And the morning he's fighting with his wife, and she's fed up. And then the next scene I see in the movie, she says to her friend, she says, I'm fed up of my husband. I don't want to live with him. I'm tired. He gets drunk, he's frustrated, he's irritating. She says, your husband is such a big actor, such a big star. So many people, women must be ready to marry him. She says, no, he is a great actor. So what? I saw him on the stage. I fell in love with his performance. And I married him. Later on, the real line which hit my heart, she said, I realized that he is not as great as his talent is. He is not as great as his talent is. So I said, sorry, Shobha, I started, you know, thinking that I am there on the screen and my talent, I said, okay, voice, high, talent, good performance. I gave myself marks on the left side. And talent versus Suresh Oberoi, am I as great as my talent? and I gave myself 10 marks, 12 marks, 15. In school they used to call it grace marks, half grace. I gave myself 20.5. So I said, oh boy, I've got to improve about 80 more, I mean, to match with my talent. I started hating myself. Sister says, I don't know what is the meaning of so many words, because dictionary has different meaning, we have different meaning, everybody has different meaning. But I said, I want to be a better person. Because of that movie, it hit me so hard. And then I started going to satsangs and I started doing prayers, and all my prayers were all full of fear. Okay, this. Let me pray to this, let me pray to that, let me go here, let me go to a dargah, let me go here. I was totally confused. I didn't know what to do. So finally one day I was, you know, early morning, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I used to get up and start, you know, switching on all the spiritual channels. Someone said some line. And I went to all those people showing my kundalis, hands. And finally, even somebody said, do this, shoo, 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 cha, shoo, do all that. And I tried, anulom vilom, and I tried meditation, and I did it 200 times. And then I also did what Ram Baba said, pum, pum, pa, ta, 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 ta. I tried everything. Again, you know, when I did this, I'm inside again. Is my breakfast ready? And he asked, you know. Again, same chap, same person. I said, what's good? What's happening? So one day by chance, some white lady, one sari with thumb that says, one arrow goes this way. That is her karmic account. And when that comes back, that is your tomorrow. So today, you better do good karma, because you are making yourself tomorrow's destiny by throwing. And from here, your energy goes this way. And before, even if you open your mouth, first your thought goes to the other person. And even if you speak nicely to that person will not speak nicely to you, because your thought from here goes there. I said, who's this lady? She's very interesting. So there was something we changed, there was this telephone numbers. First I wrote half the number and the thing went away. I said, oh my God. That was so fast. Ring us up. From awakening with Brahma Kumaris, this. Again I waited. Okay. Oh, I got the number. Funny. It was very funny. I called her up and somebody said, Shali is there. I said, what the hell are you doing? I said, you speak so nicely on the TV. For what? Is this the way to behave? I am sorry for her. Thinking of Bombay. Better behave, better talk nicely to me. Nice answer from the other party. Finally, then I got the address of in Bombay. I went to Ramakumari's center and I started attending the classes and started doing the meditation. The best part what happened to me and how I was helped, what helped me the most was I had a lot of confusion about God. And I had a concept, idea. Ye bhi hai, devta hai, all one. Somebody told me, you know something? Don't worry. It's a nice, good background music. I also put it in my full. If you have a loaf of bread, why don't you listen to me instead of listening to that? So I think I'm more interested than the music. So that loaf, so somebody said, if you are a loaf of bread, you cut into 10 pieces, then it becomes one slice, everybody is a part of it, you are the whole, you are a part. I said, I'm confused, what is this life here? I am bread. No. Then what am I? No. Slice. Okay, 20 slices. So you are a part of the bread, and bread is the whole. and you are part of the whole. So you are all one. Everything is one. You and I are one. I said, how can I and you be one? I left that fellow also. And when I went to one Mr. some South Indian guy, I said, I want to learn something. He says, you know, I don't see Hindi film, but you know, my daughter called me just now, and she said that, oh, Rishabh Rai is with you? Why don't you come to Bangalore with me? You will help me sell my books. It is her first time lecture on spiritualism. I said, I have come for in pain, and this guy wants to use me. And that day, my brand new car in Mumbai punctured, which is just not, it's not possible. I said, what kind of a bad luck I'm having going to the wrong person? So finally, all these things, you know, these are the, I don't call them challenges. I just call them, I don't know, Bhaskar Vikata. So then I learned early morning, whatever I was talking. This just to tell you what happened earlier. Then I went to the Brahma Kumaris and then started. I was talking about the concept. So the whole, I didn't know God. Somebody said, bread ke tukda. Somebody said, everywhere there is God. Patte patte mein Bhagwan hai. Ispe bhi Bhagwan hai. Kutte mein bhi Bhagwan hai. Gadde mein bhi Bhagwan hai. I said, Bhagwan kidhar hai yaar? Kutte mein dekho, gadde mein. Tere mein bhi Bhagwan hai. Mere mein kahan hai? Idhar hai, idhar hai, idhar hai, kidhar hai? Totally confused. Honestly. And plus reading books. Plus a little mind, a little intelligent, because I can't understand very, I can't just have blind faith. Oh, I said, then I went to some, he says, you know what Vandev Devi, she threw and uska paav idhar gira, uska haath idhar gira, this is the nose of that area, this is the, from, he showed me back from north to south India, so all these temples you should visit, and your ancestors had a temple in Pakistan, and in that 1947, whatever, in the riots, that temple is crushed, and your baby is angry. Nobody is praying well. That's why it's so much of bad luck is happening. And how do I find there? I go to Pakistan and ask the Prime Minister there, please show me where our baby's temple is. Somebody said, your old great-great-great-grandparents are not, are hungry and thirsty, didn't? And I said, what do I do? He made two all atta. You know how to make roti? Atta. Round balls. He kept ten. He said, now put water on this. Let them drink this. Let them drink from here then. And then he said, I, by mistake, there was a bell. Puja ka. I did the ding ding. I said, okay, all those Devi Devta and all your ancestors are there. Oh, Dar Lag Jata, they get scared and they move away. I said, all my ancestors are here in this atta. And what happened? What they did not take a rebirth. But wherever they are born now, are they sleeping? How are they here? I said, I don't know how to find God here. The other child comes and says, you know something? All this happened, your brother died, this happened, or somebody has, you know who cursed you? Snake. I said, what snake? Carl, black snake, now sir. You go to that temple, and there is a Kala Nag Sarp Dosh, you give them milk there. I said, why? Okay, I went to that Nag Kala Sarp Dosh. Then again, no same problem, nothing happened. Then somebody came with Vastu. And your bathroom is in the wrong place. Then I said, my son's picture is flawed. He comes and says, oh, Karl sir, he's got a snake curse. I said, snake has cursed me, snake has cursed him, snake, all the Suresh over our family killed snakes. I said, Bombay, we tell them snake, wait, four fathers. I said, okay, I'll give my surname as Snake Killers. As if I've killed all snakes all my life, all my parents, and According to karmic account, if my grandfather had murdered somebody, will I go and get to be hanged by the judge in the court? I asked him, mera baap ne ko mara, to is it fair to give me the... No, family karta hai. Finally, all that concept and confusion went away with one beautiful word, which I had heard from childhood. As a bachcha, I had heard Param, Supreme, Pita, Father. I used to pray in the church, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. I never believed in his will, of course. I just prayed, I always wanted my will. Thy will be done. Param Pita, Param Atma, Param Supreme Father, Supreme... What the time? That's okay. What time have you finished? In the 5 minutes. Param Pita, Param Atma, I've heard Param Dham, the Supreme Soul, Supreme Atma, and the Supreme House, Param, everything. I said, I've been hearing that, then I went to the Brahma Kumaris where they said, that's your father. There's a relationship. So the whole concept of Kala Sant, this Sant, that Sant, this Sant, it came down to a beautiful relationship with my own father. Our Father, which art in heaven, is there. So then I started speaking to him like Vivek speaks to me. I said, good morning, Dad, how are you? Nice pleasant day, how have you been? Did you sleep well? Yeah, I don't sleep at all. Okay, I slept well. So that relationship started charging, like sister says, about the charging the battery and depleting of energy. Hundreds of times I've experienced, I've done nothing the whole day, sitting quietly, eating well, tired in the evening. My mind, she was talking about commentary like cricketers, like in the cricket stadium, and he goes, and he takes his right hand, and he bowls, and he does, and no. Arey Baba, I can see what he is doing, will you just shut up? I can see the cricket match, shut up, I don't want to hear so much. And if you put one nail in my brain in the night, in the morning, you'll find a screw with all the grooves. If you put a 2 inches nail, my brain would work so fast all night that it will make grooves even in that rod. It would come out. That much of brain. And I said, kuch bhi nahi kiya, main thaka, why am I tired in the evening? Depleting my energy. Good thinking thoughts, working. Then, when I started this meditation, slowly, I found a gap between my two thoughts. A little gap. I felt so nice. I felt, is this God? Is this the power of God? Is this the feeling so close to Him? Then the gaps came. And I got my energy back. And the gaps and the relationship. And then a beautiful chat. And I finally forget all the challenges. I don't want to discuss the challenges. I was so happy from that day that anything which came, I could understand it. There's no confusion. Understanding is much more important. The other day I was not able to see. Whoever wears glasses can understand. My glasses, I changed this number yesterday. There's so much of confusion. As soon as I wore the right number, there's so much of clarity. There's no more stress, no more confusion. I can see it clear, like the fog when you're driving the car. It's once clear, clarity. That's all I needed. So I'm so clear about my relationship with God now. The Param Pita Paramatma, the Supreme Light, soul, whatever. And I just can promise you a vouch that just try once. Stop reading. reading the newspaper in the morning. Forget the woman who jumped from 77 floors, the ex-wife of that horse owner. Don't read all that. And don't read anything in the morning that can wait till lunch. And in the morning, if you read, I go to the class to read Murali, you can read any spiritual book. Feed yourself, even in your food, some vegetarian food, and some pure thoughts in the mind. Try this for just 15 days and meditate and find a relationship with God, and you will be so energetic by the evening. It will be wonderful. And such a wonderful audience, such wonderful people. I have a lot to say, but we have less time. I can just say one thing, which I say many a times. Every day, I end up in my experience with one beautiful story, which will help you. There is this little boy. Yeah? Which school are you in? Okay, which class are you in? Very good. A little kid like this, he goes on the last bench. In the interval recess, he picks up a butterfly. He just shows the teacher, why are teachers always right? I'm gonna prove the teacher wrong. Say, teacher, tell me if this butterfly is live or dead. If the teacher says live, he would just crush it and say, look, it's dead. And if she says it's dead, he'll just do this and say, look, it's flying. Now, a most beautiful answer of the teacher, which really touches my heart. And she says, my child, everything is in your hands. So, push out your heart. Kill it, leave it, and now Sister Shivani has come all the way. You've come all the way, spent so much of time and energy. What you take back home and how you use it, everything is in your hands.
Troubling me today. The problem is not the situation. The pain is in the way I'm thinking about the situation. Let me look at the same situation, but experiment. Is there another way of thinking? A thought which would make me comfortable. It may be difficult, but it will be comfortable. It may seem impossible, but it will make everything beautiful. Self-respect. It may seem that they might take me for granted, but I would love it if people could take my goodness and my kindness for granted. It means I've given them a chance to believe that I will be that way, irrespective of whatever happens. A new way of thinking. is within me, because I am a pure and powerful soul. My mind will obey any instruction which I give it right now. If I tell it to forgive them, it will do it right away. If I tell my mind to trust them again, it will do it right away. I have to choose what instruction to give. Is my mind always ready to listen to me? Let me rise a little higher in my thinking. Apni soch ko uncha uthane. अगर सोच ऊंची उठ गई, बात छोटी हो जाएगी। However big it may seem, I have the power to make it really, really small right now. बात कुछ है ही नहीं, छोटी सी बात है। सॉल्यूशन मेरे पास है। What to talk to ourselves, once we start sitting, we know what to talk. पहले किसी को मिलते हैं, अभी से हेलो हाउ आर यू, ज्यादा कुछ बात करने के लिए नहीं होता है, लेकिन धीरे धीरे जान पहचान हो जाती है तो बातें बहुत सारी होती हैं करने के लिए. Important is just to start meeting ourselves. The Raj Yoga Meditation Course taught it. All the Brahma Kumaris centers starts this 28th of this month, 3-day foundation course, 11 to 12 in the morning or 7 to 8 in the evening. If those 3 dates don't suit us, please feel free to walk in any day, any time, and fix a time with the sisters. Most of you are here because you've watched the TV program and you liked it, so you are here. The TV program is only the trailer of the movie. ट्रेलर अच्छा लगता है तो फिर क्या करना चाहिए ना? घर बैठ के थोड़ी बोलेगी ट्रेलर बहुत अच्छा है, ट्रेलर बहुत अच्छा है, ट्रेलर बहुत अच्छा है. तो ट्रेलर अच्छा है तो फिर क्या करना चाहिए? लेट्स गो एंड वॉच द मूवी, बिकॉज द फन लाइज देयर. इट वॉज वंडरफुल बीइंग विद ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द लास्ट 5 days. वेरी वेरी लविंग एंड वेलकमिंग एनर्जी, एंड आई एम श्योर वी विल मीट सून अगेन. थैंक यू सो मच.
ये बहुत ही अच्छा प्रोग्राम रहा और अवेकनिंग विद ब्रह्मा कुमारीज का ये जो प्रोग्राम का हांगकांग का पहला एपिसोड जो 5 दिन का था, वो आज अंतिम दिन है. अपने सिस्टर बिंदु को यहाँ पर स्टेज पे आमंत्रित करूंगा, जो यहाँ पे हांगकांग सेंटर की इंचार्ज है, सिस्टर बिंदु.
शांति, एक मिनट, हम शिवानी दीदी को बाय करें. ओम शांति. जिसको ये आज का प्रोग्राम, आज की शिव की वाणी और सुरेश भाई का बहुत ही सुंदर ज्ञान अमृत, जिसको अच्छा लगा वो जोर से ताली बजाए. धन्यवाद शिवानी बहन और सुरेश भाई को जो हमको 5 दिन अपना अमूल्य समय हमारे हांगकांग में दिया और बहुत सारे इसमें भी भाई बहनों ने 5 दिन ये लाभ लिया और हमको पक्का विश्वास है कि बहुत बड़ा भी चेंज आने वाला है अपने में। रोहिणी बहन सपना बहन प्लीज स्टेज पर आएंगे। कल शिवानी देवी जा रही है फिलीपींस सुबह, तो आज हम बहुत दिल से उनको धन्यवाद करेंगे और कॉलम सेंटर, तीन हाउस सेंटर और अपने पास में गंजो सेंटर पे सपना दीदी, हांगकांग साइड सेंटर पे रोहिणी दीदी और बिंदु कॉलम सेंटर, तो तीन सिस्टर सामने हैं। हांगकांग के अलावा आप गंजो जाओ तो दीदी के पास जरूर जाना और हम दो बहनें हांगकांग में आपकी सेवा के लिए हमेशा हमेशा हाजिर है, तो कभी भी आप आ सकते हो। और 6 अप्रैल शाम को 6 बजे कैलाश भाई के घर तुमचुम में हमने प्रोग्राम रखा है, पहला क्लास। कैलाश भाई कौन पहचानता है तुमचुम में कैलाश भाई? हाँ, और अच्छा, और जिनको नंबर चाहिए वो फ्लायर में भी है कैलाश भाई का नंबर और टीवी में भी स्टार प्लस में कैलाश भाई का ही नंबर था। उनके घर में है 6 अप्रैल, तो जरूर आएंगे जो टुनचुन वाले हैं और कॉलम और हांगकांग में हम दो बहने हैं, तो आप हमेशा जब भी मन करे आप आ सकते हो क्योंकि ये एंड नहीं, आज शुरुआत है हमारी, राइट? शुरुआत करने के लिए तो सबसे शुभ जगह पे आना चाहिए ना। अच्छी, तो आप जरूर आएंगे और रोहिणी दीदी को बोलते हैं दो शब्द बोले।
अच्छा, hope you enjoy this party and I stand all of here and see Shivan Suresh Roy team. So as a follow up, we are starting a Hindi kind of semi Hindi, so I'm really not very open in explaining knowledge in Hindi. But starting the course on Monday, this Monday at 11 a.m. and the address is 17 Red Road, Post Bay, Hong. And the phone number is 2806-3008. Or you can always check our website. Our website will have the programs not only Hong Kong Center, but Kowloon Center. We are in a process of refreshing and revamping our website, so bear with us. And so we have got lots of other activities at the center. Yes, having a very special afternoon tomorrow for young people, 3 to 5. It's called Home Day. It is by the youth, for the youth. And knowing Brahma Kumar is a different way. Thank you. Have a good evening.
बाहर ब्लैसिंग कार्ड और प्रसाद मिल रहा है, उनके पीछे भी दोनों सेंटर का नंबर है, तो आप भी जरूर कांटेक्ट करेंगे। एक मिनट, सपना बहन से भी बात।
ओम शांति। बहुत सी अच्छी अच्छी बातें सुनी है सभी ने। अभी इसके बाद टाइम है इंप्लीमेंट करने का और जैसा कि शिवानी बहन ने आप सबको कहा, अभी इसके लिए अपने लिए कुछ ना कुछ एक्शन प्लान सभी बनाएंगे और उसमें सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट यही है कि जो भी आपके नियरेस्ट आपको इनविटेशन मिल रहा है, हम भी गोमजो सेंटर से आपको इनविटेशन दे रहे हैं, कभी भी आप आते हैं वहाँ पे तो मोस्ट वेलकम, वहाँ पर आप सेंटर पर आइए। और हमने सुना था कुछ लोग उधर से भी आए हैं, सो उन सबको भी इनविटेशन है। और प्रोग्राम की सक्सेस के लिए बिंदु बहन को भी कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन। सबको हमारी बहुत अच्छी टीम है, बीके टीम, सबने मिलकर बहुत मेहनत किया। टुमचुंग के जो भी नए हैं यहाँ परिवार, उन्होंने आज हमको बहुत हेल्प किया। तो शिवानी दीदी, सुरेश भाई को हम एक बार वॉल्यूम से धन्यवाद करते हैं। अच्छा, कमसुंग के दो कमसुंग कमसुंग कौन खोलते हैं कमसुंग कमसुंग कम 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 शांति कम जल्दी जल्दी वापस आएंगे तो इतनी सारी फूल वाली बहुत अच्छा एक्सपीरियंस करके पक्के जो आज सुरेश भाई ने भी बताया कि अपने पिता के साथ रिलेशन बना के आगे रिजल्ट देंगे। और शिवानी बहन और सुरेश भाई, शिवानी बहन के लिए संकल्प किया था ना नवंबर में कि कैसे भी करके लाएंगे, और सबसे बड़ी सरप्राइज सुरेश भाई ने हमारे आगे। थैंक यू।